Welcome to the Taylor Report again. This is Phil Taylor. It is CIUT 89.5 FM, the Taylor Report. And there's been a very important development, certainly one that we know our listeners want to know about in the union movement. The Solidarity Movement.ca has begun a petition with the title Full Contract Disclosure Before We Vote. And our guest is Rebecca Keach, who is a member of Unifor Local at Oshawa, where the General Motors plant has closed. And Rebecca, well, welcome to the show.
Hi, Phil. Thank you for taking an interest.
Rebecca, what's the background of this petition? You are one of those circulating and has signed it. Actually, a number of people signed it. What is this about?
So there's been a feeling for a long time that auto workers should have full access to their contract before they ratify. Currently, the way that the process is that the leadership negotiates with the company, and then they, once a tentative agreement is reached, they plan a information ratification meeting. And as you go into the meeting, you're handed a highlights brochure called a bargaining report. It contains messages from leadership recommending ratification and provides the highlights of the proposal. You then go in and they do a presentation on it, and there's limited opportunity to ask questions. Because it's usually auto locals tend to be large, so it's a very large gathering. Like in Oshawa, we rent out the local stadium for ratification meetings in the past, and then you're asked to make a decision and vote to ratify. So this happens without having the opportunity to see the actual language in the contract, without being able to discuss concerns that you have about it with co-workers, or to be able to look things up to see how it's going to impact you. And this is something that needs to change. It is not democratic to ask people to make an uninformed vote.
We're speaking to Rebecca Keach of Unifor and General Motors Oshawa. It seems to listener that why wouldn't this be kind of automatic? I mean, we're in the internet age, right? People can, documents no longer have to be printed and delivered in bulk and all that. We can go online. Your union is online as far as I know, and you're local. So why is this, require a petition to do something about?
That's a very good question, because this has been an outstanding concern to members. It's something that I've heard. So I've been a worker at GM now since 2006, and I've heard at several union meetings people bring up, why can't we have access to the contract? Now, back in the day, before you had internet access and electronic versions of documents, maybe it didn't make a lot of sense to print out the GM contract and try to distribute it to thousands and thousands of workers, or the Chrysler or Ford contracts. But in this day and age, where it's as easy as a click of a mouse to publish it online, to give workers access to it, and for them to be able to read it, there's really no reason at all why this can't be done. It's a matter of the union taking its cue from the workers and providing them with this information. It's worth noting that the UAW provides access to the contract ahead of their ratification. They publish what they call.
Let me ask you about that. I think you said United Auto Workers.
Yes.
How long have they been doing this? It seems to be a sort of parting of the ways. A Unifor was once member of the Canadian Auto Workers, then they were United Auto Workers. how did the United Auto Workers decide to make the information available to be transparent? Do you know?
So I've been learning about the process. It was a process and a fight, and it took several years for them to win it, and it came in stages. So they started this process quite a long time ago. And at first they won the right to have it printed and manually distributed to the locals. I think it was about one for every 200 people. And then different movements within the UAW, such as the New Directions movement, would get their hands on a copy and print more for other people to see. And out of that, they would generate a low lights report. So the bargaining report that's handed out, the glossy sheet, is usually called your highlights, because it's all the highlights of what you're getting in the contract. And so they would release a document called a low light sheet, which highlighted many of the things that you might be losing or should be asking questions about. But this process continued, and I guess it was sometime around 2011 that the UAW finally just started publishing it on their website, instead of going to the trouble of doing physical print copies.
Uh-huh. We're speaking to Rebecca Keach. By the way, this is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I noticed that the petition says that we demand that the ratification highlights include a clear statement of all money and benefits negotiated on behalf of union representatives, and any money or benefits negotiated to be paid to the locals and or national union. I would assume that would catch the attention of the average member. They often ask questions about representatives and their incomes and their work conditions.
I think that it does catch the interest of the average member. That request is there for transparency. Mm-hmm. We're not asking to see a whole bunch of memorandums and private letters and stuff, but we're asking for a clear statement of what's negotiated for a representation. And I mean, that comes out in a lot of different ways. You know, is the company assisting in paying for representation that is at your union hall? Is the are there special pension arrangements that have been made, which is what happened in the last in the 2016 contract? So at the same time that they were negotiating a defined contribution plan for new hires, mm-hmm. and losing in the process of losing the defined benefit plan, there was about 18 union positions went from having a regular production pension to being able to have a skilled trades pension by virtue of their union position.
Kind of important for people to know.
It's definitely something that that I think workers have a right to know, and that it should be highlighted for transparency's sake. I mean, if you're going to put it.
Yeah, you're making about transparency, because where could the problem be? I mean, you do elect representatives to go and negotiate. There is always around contracts a lot of anxiety grows, and it becomes always a frustrating issue as what does the negotiating committee know, what's on the table, and you would think in a democratic process the more transparent you can make it, the less anxiety and the less conflict, frankly, between representatives and the people who put them there, because it's all right there in front of everyone, right?
I think, you know, we have to put this into perspective. There has been demonstrable widespread corruption in the UAW now. We need to safeguard against that happening. One of the ways to safeguard against that is complete transparency and accountability in everything. Another way to safeguard against that is to make sure that we're upholding our democratic structures to the highest possible standard. And that means making sure that people have the information that they need to vote and are included as much as possible in the process of determining the outcomes of the contract.
Yeah. And you have, that would mean you would have more confidence and more solidarity if everybody understands what the details are. We're speaking to Rebecca Keach of Unifor. And Rebecca, how is the petition going? How is it being received?
I think that the petition is being extremely well received. We've had over 1,500 members sign it now, and that is very significant, particularly in this time of COVID, where union meetings have been restricted, gatherings are restricted, walking around the plant is restricted. So it's been primarily an online and member-to-member campaign, which has spread through, we've had at least 1,500 members sign from over 8 different locals. So it's a pretty significant response. I believe there's only about 17,000 auto workers. So it's a significant response.
It, of course, it has to land on somebody's desk. And I'm reading that the president of Unifor, Mr. Dias, said that to him it's a small matter and he's going to just leave it to, I guess, smaller people to decide because he's, the quote I saw was he says he's hunting elephants and he can't be bothered. Why couldn't he be bothered to say he agrees with it?
I certainly can't speak on his behalf. I was quite shocked when I read the quote that was in the automotive news that the petition wasn't even on his radar. He said, because a petition is a way of members to communicate with leadership. A petition in this circumstance isn't going to, it's not a mandate. It can't make leadership do anything, but it's a clear way of communicating something. And it's set against a backdrop of something that members have been asking for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And so for his response to say that it's not even on his radar was really shocking to me, and I found it incredibly disappointing, because honestly, if we're not that big of a union, that our national president, who's in charge of our bargaining, shouldn't be taking something like this very seriously and at least acknowledging the importance of it to the members.
Yeah, do you suspect that perhaps it actually is on his radar, and he rather it wasn't there? And I guess a follow-up or a second to that is, what will happen once people take this to the local meeting and say, we want this voted on? Or how, is there some a step that would follow from this petition?
Well, at this stage in bargaining, I would expect what we have to do is rely on the leadership's goodwill. And if leadership chooses to not respond to the membership very clear request for greater transparency and more democracy, then we would have to see what steps membership can take to mandate it through the constitutional avenues that are available to them.
Well, it's a very compelling petition and demand. It can be found at solidaritymovement.ca/petition, and is calling for full contract disclosure before we vote. Rebecca Keach, it's a pleasure talking to you. We want to get back to you because this obviously is going to continue to be a very relevant question. I'll bet there's a lot of union members across Canada going to follow it closely. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.